We waited in the clear, chilly night for the expected Japanese attack. But all was quiet, with no artillery fire nearby and rarely any rifle or machine gun fire. Stark contrast to the rumbling, crashing chaos of D-Day night on Peleliu. When Snafu woke me about midnight for my turn on watch, he handed me our Tommy submachine gun. I don't remember how, where, or when we got the Tommy gun, but Snafu and I took turns carrying it and the mortar throughout Peleliu and Okinawa. A pistol was fine, but limited at close range, so we valued our Tommy greatly. After a few minutes on watch, I noticed what appeared to be a man crouching near me at the edge of a line of shadows cast by some trees. I strained my eyes, averted my vision, and looked in all directions, but I couldn't be sure the dark object was a man. The harder I looked, the more convinced I was. I thought I could make out a Japanese fatigue cap. It wasn't a Marine, because none of our people was placed where the figure was. It was probably an enemy infiltrator waiting for his comrades to get in place before acting. I couldn't be sure in the pale light. Should I fire or take a chance? My teeth began to chatter from the chill and the jitters. I raised the Tommy slowly, set it on full automatic, flipped off the safety, and took careful aim at the lower part of the figure. I mustn't fire over his head when the Tommy recoiled. I squeezed the trigger for a short burst of several rounds. Flame spurted out of the muzzle, and the rapid explosions of the cartridges shattered the comm. I peered confidently over my sights, expecting to see a Japanese knocked over by the impact of the big 45 caliber slugs. Nothing happened. The enemy didn't move. Everyone around us began whispering, "What's the dope? What did you see?" I answered that I thought I had seen a Japanese crouching near the shadows. There were enemy in the area, for just then we heard shouts in Japanese, a high-pitched yell, "Nippon Bansai!" Then incoherent babbling, followed by a burst of firing from one of our machine guns. Quiet fell. When dawn broke, the first dim light revealed my infiltrator to be a low stack of straw. My buddies kidded me for hours about a Peleliu veteran firing at a straw Japanese. Race Across the Island. On 2 April, D-Day plus 1, the 1st Marine Division continued its attack across the island. We moved out with our planes overhead, but without artillery fire, because no organized body of Japanese had been located ahead of us. Everyone was asking the same question. Where the hell are the Nips? Some scattered small groups were encountered and put up a fight, but the main Japanese army had vanished.